在这个灵后第三章讲到
The glory of the new covenant
就是这个新约的这个荣耀
is the reality of the new birth
就是你能够有这个重生这样的一个事实
It's that God comes to live in the spirit of human beings
就是神住在人的灵里面
That is the glory of the new birth
那是就是一个重生的这个荣耀
That we're born of the Holy Spirit
我们是在圣灵里重生
It means that the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us.
就是圣灵住在我们里面。
And there is a new person, there's a new man, the scripture calls him.
在圣经上说这是一个新的人。
It is the new person that, that possesses the Holy Spirit.
新造的人，圣灵住在他里面。
Who you are with the Holy Spirit living in you is a very different person than who you were when the Holy Spirit did not live in you.
就是你有圣灵住在你里面和你过去没有圣灵住在里面是一个完全不一样的人。
You have the availability to experience supernatural power on the inside.
那么在你的里面呢你就能够来经历这个超自然的同在。
But you have to have a friendship with the Holy Spirit for this to happen.
但你必须要和圣灵能够有一个这样的情谊的关系。
You can have the Holy Spirit living in you, but you can live as though you can live with no power in your experience.
就是说，你如果圣灵虽然住在你里面，但是你却可以活得好像完全没有这么回事。
Paragraph B.
B 点。
The glory of the new covenant.
那么这新约的荣耀。
Is that the Spirit makes us one spirit with God.
圣灵让我们跟神能够成为一灵。
1 Corinthians 6:17.
在灵前六章十七节。
He who is joined to the Lord.
那与主联合的。
Is one spirit with God. This is amazing.
就与主成为一灵，这是很叫人惊讶的。
God the Holy Spirit came to live in our human spirit.
神的圣灵住在我们的灵里面。
Not so that he could be absent in our life.
并不是说他好像可以不管我们做什么。
Why did God the Holy Spirit come to live in our spirit?
神的灵为什么住在我们里面呢?
When God the Father came up with this grand idea, what was he thinking?
当父神他想到这么一个伟大的那个想法，他到底在做什么呢?
Why did the Father plan to give the Holy Spirit to us at the new birth?
就是为什么父神他要在我们重生的时候要把圣灵给我们呢?
It is so that we would have a friendship with him.
所以我们可以跟他有一个情谊的关系。
That we would feel his wisdom and his power on our mind and our emotions.
所以我们的情感就能够感受到他的这个能力，他的智慧。
That he could make our inner man beautiful with beauty more powerful than lust.
就是他能够使我们的内里的人呢，能够更美丽，能够胜过的情欲。
To be one spirit with God,
能够与神的灵能够连结。
Doesn't make us equal to God,
并不会让我们跟神是同等。
Some cults,
有一些异教的异端，
they would share the idea that we're one spirit with God and make and talk as though we're equal to God.
他们会教导说，当我们与神的连接的时候，好像我们就跟神同等了。
Or they would use ideas like, everybody is God.
或者他们会讲说，每个人都是神。
No, those are false ideas.
那个是错误的教导。
For us to be one spirit with God means our human spirit receives the person of the Holy Spirit.
就是与神的灵连接，就是我们人的灵呢，接受了圣灵住在我们里面。
This is the main idea of the new birth.
这也就是重生的一个概念。
It says in paragraph C,
C 点,
God deposited his very life, his seed into our spirit.
就神他自己呢，把他的生命呢，安放在我们的灵里面。
Look at 1 John 3:8-9.
在约翰一书三章八到九节。
Jesus was manifest.
那么耶稣就神的儿子显出来。
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
是要来除灭魔鬼的作为。
For whoever has been born of God does not sin.
因为凡是从神生的就不犯罪。
Now here's the exciting part.
最让人兴奋的就是。
Because God's seed lives inside of that person.
因为那个神的种子呢是种在他的心里面。
God wanted to put his own life in our spirit so we could have power in the new covenant.
神要把他的生命种在我们的里面让我们有能力。
Now it says the person that's born of God does not sin.
他这里讲到说，凡从神生的就不犯罪。
Now some people get confused by that statement.
有的人对这句话就很困惑。
They think if they sin, that means they're not born of God.
他们就想说，那如果我犯罪的话，那神就不在我里面了。
And what Paul was saying,
那保罗他说
is that we would not sin habitually.